In Parashas Truma, when we talk about the donations made to the Mishkan, to the Mikdash Mishkan, so it goes through the order. It seems to be going from Zahav, Vachesev is going from the most expensive to the least expensive. Tcheles, Vargaman, and then, however, at the end of the Psukim, it says, V'avnei Sholam, V'avnei Meluim. The special precious stones they used for the ephod and the breastplate, which are much more expensive. So why? Is this put at the end? And implying that it's the least valuable when it should be the most valuable. So that's what the commentators explain is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu values our effort, not necessarily the end result, how much is something worth. Because Chazal tell us that these Avdei Shom, Avdei Meulim came down the clouds, Zani HaKovit dropped them. There was no effort. The other donations, whether it was Zav, because of the Choshes, or Tcheles, Vagarman, very inexpensive things, but it was very meaningful because people worked for them. And when you work for something, it's much more valuable. But if you don't put any effort in to give it away, easy come, easy go. And that's the Yisod HaKadosh Baruch Hu is teaching us, not just by tzedakah, but in life. The more you put into something, the more you're going to get out of it. It's the effort that you get rewarded on. In fact, that's the when we say at the end of the Siyam, that we work and they work. We work and receive reward. They work and do not receive reward. They meaning the non-Jews. Like, what are you talking about? They don't receive reward. I know a lot of non-Jews. Bill Gates, others, they collect a very big check. Warren Buffett. So what do you mean they don't get a reward? So the Chafetz Chaim, others explain with a parable that someone comes to a shoemaker to put on some soles, fix something on the shoe. So, you know, usually cost a couple of dollars, whatever it was. He comes back the next week, and instead of being $5, he charges him $50. So the guy said, what are you talking about? It's only $5 for this. Why are you charging me $50? He says, you know why? Because I was really sick. I had the flu. I had a migraine headache, my kids were running around, it was so difficult for me to do the job. So you'll say, good for you, but I'm only paying you on the result. I don't care, not that you don't care, but you're not going to pay him more for that. And therefore that's the yisod, that they don't get rewarded for their amelus. They just get paid the end result. Not only do we get paid in the end result, but we get paid for our amelus. The more effort we put in, the more we get out of things. And that's why, as well, they talk about the Shiloh of when Yantav is over. Well, we know Saturday night you make Besamim. What about when Yantav falls out Saturday night? We don't make Besamim. So the question is, why not? So there's a Machokas in the Gemara in Arvei Pesachim, whether you have a Neshama Yisera on Yantif or not. Machokas, we've shown him the Rashbam and the Bali Tosfos. So if you assume, why do we make Besamim Saturday night? Because we lose our extra soul on the Shama Yisera. But if on Yantif you still have one, so therefore it would make sense, according to the opinion, that you have your neshama yisera, there's nothing no make besamim. But according to the opinion, it says you don't have it. I think it's the Bali Tosfos, where he says, because we have a meal. So it's one thing to smell it, another thing to add. We have a sudas yantav, so there's no need to. So the question is, so if you, according to the opinion that says that on yantav you have a neshama yisera, so why not on the end of Yantif? If you hold there's no Nisam Rashayra on Yantif, so there's no question. But if you hold you have one on Yantif, so why don't we make one on the last day of Yantav, when Yantav is over. So that's the famous answer from the Shem Yishmol, from the name of his father, the Avnei Nezer. That's the difference between Kedushas Shabbos and Kedushas Yantav. Kedushas Shabbos is Kima V'Kaima, basically 6 days a week, and no matter what we do, automatically, V'yom HaShvi, Shabbos V'yinafas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu endowed Kedusha Shabbos, with or without us. However, when it comes to Yantav, it's Makadosh Yisrael V'Azman, and back in the day, when the Makadosh Al Pi Ri'iya, Al Pi based in Agado, it wouldn't become Yantav, it wouldn't become Rosh Chodesh until based in Tzedek it was. So we brought the Kedusha. So even though today we have a calendar, it doesn't seem to be like there's no technical difference on the calendar, but there's a fundamental difference. Shabbos, the Kedusha comes on our own. So therefore, we just make a token Kedusha, we make a Kiddush at the beginning. But really, and that's why in fact we have a concept of Kabbalah Shabbos. How come we don't have Kabbalah Yantav? Because it's redundant. Kabbalah Shabbos, it's coming without us, so we want to bring it in. But Kabbalah's Yantav, Yantav's happening, we already brought in Yantav, so there's no need to. So that's what the Avnei Nezer explains. So when it comes to Shabbos, since the Kedusha comes by itself, so easy come, easy go, it disappears right after Shabbos. So therefore we need the Besamim. But Yantav, it's Mekadosh Yisrael V'Azman, and we put in effort. And therefore, we go ahead and we... The Neshama doesn't leave us right away, so there's no need for Besamim. And that's what the Meshech Chokma points out, that at Har Sinai, once they blew the shofar, where the Pasuk says, once they blew the shofar, they no longer had any more sanctity. So, why not? Because Har Sinai was Kadosh Me'elov. So, we didn't put in the work and the effort, so therefore, easy come, easy go. So that's the pshat here. Even though Avnei Meluim, even though the precious stones might have been the most expensive, but in God's eyes, it's valued less.